Evangelism may be on the verge of collapse in the U.S. A continuing murder trial in Turkey reveals a disgust toward Christians, and a ministry changes its name for clarity. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An article suggests the evangelical church in the U.S. is on the verge of collapse. Warren Smith, author of the new book Lovers Quarrel with the Evangelical Church, agrees, saying much of the evangelical church, especially many megachurches, have strayed from God's word. He tells us about the pastor of the largest megachurch in the U.S.
He doesn't like to focus on sin, on the bloody cross, on the crucifixion of Jesus, on the need to have our sins atoned for. He likes to focus on the positive, on the upbeat.
Smith says while today's churches have great music, multimedia, and relevant speeches, they don't promote discipleship, evangelism, or church planting. In those settings, Smith says,
they are less apt to share their faith. They're less apt, for example, to believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus. They're less likely to believe the Bible is the inerrant Word of God.
Pray churches return to the Word. Next, the trial in the brutal Malatya, Turkey Christian slayings is probing deeper into what could be a deep state conspiracy. What's been uncovered so far reveals a deep mistrust of who Christians are in Turkey. IN Network's Behnam Kanutkin says that identity mistrust has been a challenge in their ministry. Many Turks get their idea of Christianity from Hollywood. Kanutkin says they work carefully.
We have a community center, and through this community center, we want to reach our people. Community center becomes like an embassy to the people around. So we have a library there, and say that if anyone wants to search about the gospel, about Christianity, welcome. They come and we start the relationship.
While evangelism is not specifically forbidden, many view it with suspicion.
Pray for the protection of the Christian families and the protection of our children in schools, and break down the anti-Christian spirit in Turkey.
Their ministry team is hoping to have local churches in 50 provinces by 2010, as well as a team of nationals trained and sent out. You're listening to Mission Network News. A believer in China hasn't been able to see her husband in over a year. He was in prison January 2008 for preaching the gospel. China Aid recently received a letter from his wife with updates on her husband's case. Last May, authorities were unable to reach a verdict because of insufficient evidence. Now the believer's case is being reviewed by a communist committee at the region's highest government level. Your prayers for justice for this believer would help. Next, quick, is Book of Hope a ministry or a product? Book of Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins, wanted that answer to be clear. However,
I received a letter from a missionary saying half the children in our country are illiterate. How are we going to get Jesus' story to them? We had to communicate not only to those who were readers, but to those who could not read.
Which led to other media development for sharing the gospel. That brought another question. Why did a ministry called Book of Hope use a film and the internet? Well, it was time for a name change.
What we really are about is God's Word for every child. And so the name One Hope encompasses the Book of Hope, the God-Man film, the internet ministry. We're starting to do text messaging of Scripture to children and youth in some countries.
The One Hope team wants to reach over 70 million children with the gospel this year.
$1 will deliver the Word of God to 3 children. And those books are presented by volunteer Christian workers who've been trained in churches to begin to disciple them to become real followers of Christ.
And Project Serve, a Youth for Christ ministry, recently welcomed 2 teams home from Nicaragua and Belize. Each team had about 12 high school students. These teams spent a week working on basic construction projects and connecting with local orphanages. In Belize, the YFC team laid the foundation for a missionary couple's home. Project Serve trains and sends young people to developing nations for service and ministry. If you'd like to be involved in Project Serve, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.